We're talking with Jim Walsh, who is the Senior Energy Policy Analyst for Food and Water Watch. And this is the time of the year where Congress begins to shove everything together in an end of session big appropriation bill to keep the government running. And one of the things they're trying to come up with is a sort of an energy package, which some people say sort of combines some of the earlier provisions of the American Energy Innovation Act from Senator Murkowski and Manchin, and then also the House Democrats' Clean Energy Jobs and Innovation Act. But a lot of environmentalists are calling this the Dirty Energy Bill. So, Jim, what are some of the concerns that environmental groups have with this compromise, which seems to be rapidly coming, down the pike?
Well, we're facing a serious crisis right now in this country from COVID, and we're facing a serious crisis from climate change. And instead of digging in and really working on those sorts of proposals, what we've seen is that leadership, Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, have sat down and negotiated an energy bill that will move forward policies and provide subsidies to fossil fuel interests. And this is a number of different packages that are all kind of combined into one energy package that includes everything from provisions to increase support for carbon capture sequestration to uranium mining and even provisions to encourage the development of petrochemical infrastructure in Appalachia. And so it's very concerning to not just the environmental community, but hundreds of organizations have actually spoken out against this bad energy bill that is now being wrapped into a must-pass spending bill to keep the government open, which is totally unnecessary and will do nothing except further entrench fossil fuel interests in our economy and in our world at a time when we should be moving off of fossil fuels.
Now, one of the things you mentioned was this idea of putting money into carbon capture and sequestration technology, which has seemed to become pretty mainstream Democrats in the last 6 months. They're pushing it here in New York, Governor Cuomo's administration. It was part of Joe Biden's, climate plan he put out during the recent presidential election. What are the concerns with this carbon capture approach?
Yeah, so carbon capture storage isn't actually a technology that's been shown to work, right? It's not been developed at scale. Where there have been pilot projects already, they have failed miserably, and shown that it is a tremendous boondoggle. These projects do not go forward without tremendous amounts of public subsidies. And these carbon capture storage projects that are attached to existing power plants are actually increasing emissions at those power plants of harmful emissions when the carbon capture technology is utilized from fossil fuel industry because what they do is they actually will build another essentially power plant next to the existing power plant to run the carbon capture technology. And that comes with it when you're burning fossil fuels, it comes with it the same sorts of problems with particulate matter that makes people sick and can increase mortality and to things like NOx and other ozone precursors, and that also make people sick. And so what we're seeing is the fossil fuel industry is latched on to this false solution as a way to allow them to continue with business as usual. And because when you say that we're going to address this through capturing carbon, that sounds like a great idea. But at the end of the day, the carbon capture storage technology is really not much different than wishing upon a star or hoping that unicorns will come along and eat all the carbon for us.
Now, when you talk to some of the lead-in, Democrats in Congress, even here at New York State level, one of the things they argue is that, the problem is that, we have these industrial processes like cement that we can't really run at this point at high enough temperatures to make the process work. So we had to have some, you know, fossil fuels. That's why we need these net zeros, and you know, that's why you need carbon capture to do some offset. You know, what is sort of that response to, you know, we need this so we can continue to do some of these industrial processes, which right now there's not a renewable energy technology that would power it?
Sure. Well, the whole idea that these, that we would create an offset market with these is really also very concerning, right? Is this isn't about actually then reducing emissions. It's allowing business to go on as usual and allow those emissions to be offset through other sources. And so while we do have technological issues that exist in some industries that we don't know how to do well with out utilizing fossil fuels, the big problem that we're dealing with is the major use of fossil fuels in our energy sector, our transportation sector, and our building sector. And we need to be taking dramatic steps to actually address those issues. One of the things that was really interesting is a study came out of Stanford late last year that actually laid out the opportunity cost of investing in carbon capture and storage. And you know, made a really good point that dollar for dollar, you will get better climate results by investing in clean energy than you will in carbon capture. So if we're serious about addressing the carbon, the climate crisis, the place we need to be investing our resources is in transitioning off of fossil fuels, not just finding new ways to continue to burn them. And I think the other important issue with the kind of discussion around fossil fuels and carbon and these sorts of technologies is that people like Governor Cuomo in some instances have taken really, you know, significant action to help to put a stop to fossil fuels and standing up to pipelines and fossil fuel infrastructure. But when the idea that we're going to carbon capture ourselves to a clean energy future really undermines any of those previous efforts that have been done to help get us to where we need to be. And so the Cuomo administration in New York and the new Biden administration coming in should focus on methods and technologies that are actually going to stop the expansion of fossil fuels and focus on rapid transition to clean energy options instead of trying to figure out a way to essentially buy into an industry PR campaign that we can just continue burning fossil fuels with impunity forever, which is the story.
So Jim, we have less than 3 minutes, 2 minutes left. So I'm going to ask you a three-part question. I know that people are, I guess, somewhat satisfied that, you know, some compromise finally on the hydrofluorocarbon emissions. But I also understand that, you know, funding for environmental justice targeted was sort of dropped. They talk about setting a goal for renewable energy on, you know, federal land, 25 gigawatts. But are there other, you know, good things in this package? And if people want to impact upon it, is there anything left to do?
Sure. So the first part of that question is the really one of the biggest slaps in the face to frontline communities, environmental justice communities, is the fact that when the House passed a similar measure to what's being moved in the omnibus spending bill, there were provisions to help protect environmental justice community. And those were modest provisions, but they were in there. Those provisions are not included in this bill. And that was the deal that was made on the House side in order to get those provisions moved. And now that it's being moved along with the Senate, those provisions have been ignored. And the only things that exist are the fossil fuel subsidies. The only way we're going to stop this is if Speaker Pelosi and Minority Leader Schumer feel uncomfortable about this and they feel the pressure. And that means people contacting their office right now. This will be wrapped up by the end of the week. Nothing is done until that final bill happens. There are some concerns that labor unions are raising with these, with the bill related to worker provisions for the ways the money will be spent in the fossil fuel industry. And so those coupled with concerns about environmental justice communities and real climate action and not false solutions may be enough to help push this off the agenda. until we have a new administration, a new Congress coming in 2021. And so right now, people should be going to the Twitter page of Nancy Pelosi and Senator Schumer, and they should be calling their offices immediately to talk to them about this.
So we've been talking with Jim Wall, Senior Energy Policy Analyst at Food and Water Watch. You guys have a webpage?
Yes, it's foodandwaterwatch.org.
Thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.